Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is the Mike Calden Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is the 7th day of May, 2020. And why? We're cured now? Everything is good?
Oh, man.
Now murder bees are our worst thing, or murder hornets, whatever they're called.
Have you seen Murder Hornets 2020, the meme?
No. I've seen a lot of memes, though.
Hold on, let me find it for you, because it's pretty good.
Pretty memed. Meme to death lately between Corona and those. They are pretty big, though. I saw a news thing that said Texas preparing for the murder. I'm like, oh come on.
They're serious, man.
I don't know. Where were they before?
I guess just in Asia.
When we were kids, Spanish. Galvin will remember this, but I don't think you'll remember this. But when we were kids, you know what the biggest concern was insect-wise?
I remember.
Killer bees.
That's was right. It really?
The swarm.
Stripe.
That's funny.
Striper, the band that used to wear all yellow and black, and it says Murder Hornets 2020.
That's funny. Killer bees were the thing. They would come in swarms, and really, the African killer bees exist. They can sting you and you can die, but the idea was that a swarm would get you. And boy, did that have me scared. There was a movie, I think like a TV movie, called The Swarm. It might have been a regular movie, I don't know, but they had this family at a picnic, and then there was one bee, and then two bees, and then all of a sudden they were covered in bees, and the kid escaped to the car, and he lived, but they were coming through the air conditioner. So then, I don't remember the whole movie or the sequence, but later on, the family dies because they get killed by bees, but the kid survives. So the kid's in the hospital, and he's wigging out, and a psychiatrist comes in, and the psychiatrist is like, talk to me, Jimmy, and he's like, the bees are here. And he sees this giant bee that, you know, the effects were awful. This giant bee above his head, and the psychiatrist is like, there's no bee above you. He goes, trust me, reach your hand out. And the kid reached his hand out, and the bee disappeared, and it was so awful. But the idea that a swarm of bees would
get you.
That's
terrifying.
And to think in the 70s, they were making movies where they were able to manipulate swarms of bees to just land on people, and that was pretty
good. Yeah, I guess
that's
true.
70s, early 80s, they had pretty much any insect or reptile or animal that was going to attack. There were frogs.
Oh, yeah.
I remember frogs were coming out. Yeah, alligators were in the sewer system.
Yeah, that's right. There was
rats,
an alligator.
Birds.
The alligator got in the pool.
Yeah.
And then the kids, they were having a pool party, and they made the one kid walk the plank, and the kid was like, I don't know what. And they pushed him in, and the alligator was waiting for him.
Piranhas.
Piranha, that's right. Piranha. I forgot about that.
And piranha was scary because they had it where it was underwater, and you just heard, and it would be bubbling, and blood would come up and stuff.
Do you know that I had a piranha?
Did you?
And I killed it.
On purpose?
No. So I had a piranha, and the way I got it was for a short time I worked for a company called Petland in New York when I was in high school. That was the absolute, ask me, I don't care what I've done, that's the absolute worst job I ever had. It was my second job. I worked in a movie theater, but the movie theater cut hours, so I went and picked up a job at Petland, and I worked there like 3 days a week. And I worked for, there were three stoners that ran the place, a manager and then a couple. And then they were all young teenagers, and they all hated me because I was a Catholic school nerd.
Mm-hmm.
So I would show up there, and it was inside, we had a department store called Masters. And it's kind of like a Kohl's or one of those like standalone department stores.
Right.
And they had a Petland inside of Masters.
Okay.
So I would go there, and my job, like on the 3 days a week, they would make me do all the horrible things. And then they would just sit up front and hang out.
Ugh.
So I had to go into the cage where the rodents were, and I had to handle the rats. I had to take them all out of their tank. They put up, there was like 50 rats in a giant fish tank. And I had to take each one out by hand, put them in another tank, clean that tank out, and then put them all back in. Well, I didn't like touching rats, and the stoners did. So they were like, just figured I'd be able to do it. So I was picking them up by their tails, which rats don't like,
mm-mm,
and also feels like you're holding something that belongs to a man. So I'm picking up the rats and I'm putting them in there. And one of them, I dropped it on the floor. So I went to go get it. Well, when I went to go get it, the other rats realized if they climbed on top of each other, they could get out. So while I'm chasing the one rat around, five more rats got out. Now I'm in this small room with rats running around everywhere. And they're like starting to take over the store. Petland wasn't very big inside of Masters. And it was just ridiculous. But then one day I gave the Stoners a ride home because it was snowing and they used to take the bus. And they lived like a half hour away. And my mother let me use the car, so I drove them home. And then they liked me. And I told the guy he looked like Bono, and they liked me. So then they didn't make me clean the rats anymore by myself. And then they showed me how they steal stuff from Masters.
Nice.
So we used to have to all go out one door, and security would kind of look at you on the way out, maybe make you open your jacket or whatever. So this kid used to wear a trench coat, and he had a hidden pocket inside his coat. And he would order really expensive fish for the store. And then he'd put it in a bag, and he'd put it inside his secret pocket. And when we walk out, he would just open his jacket, and they're not checking him for fish. And he would steal these really expensive fish, and the Petland would pay for him, you know?
And then sell them on the black market?
No, I think he had like an aquarium, okay. Maybe he ate them, I don't know. What? But I found out that I can get a piranha. And I was like, piranha, like the movie when we were kids, and they would eat meat, and they would eat people and all that. So I ordered up one piranha. One piranha doesn't do anything. So I had this nice tank set up in my bedroom, and it was on a shelf, like a tank stand, under the window, but I lived in the basement. My room was in the basement, so my window was up here at, like, angle level. And anyway, so it was nice out, so I cranked open the windows. Like, the louvers would open up like this, and the wind blew my bottle of green Ralph Lauren Polo cologne into the tank.
Nice.
And the tank killed the fish instantly.
Smelled great, though.
Yeah.
I had the best smelling dead fish ever. I came home and I was like, what does it smell like? Cologne. I went in there and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I saw the fish dead. And I was like, the fish died. And then I saw the bottle in there and I was like, oh. Awful. So I had a piranha and I killed it before it could kill me. And I thought, I'm going to stick my finger in and it's going to try and bite my finger. Didn't do
it. Didn't do it? No?
I'm going to feed it special piranha food. I would throw a hamburger in there and just wait. Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
What's special piranha food?
No, it was like regular fish food.
Yeah.
It was just charge you more.
Yeah,
fun.
Right?
You know, it was like other fish condensed down and turned into little balls. And you would throw it in there and I'd be like, that's it. Never saw the teeth or anything like that. Oh, this is the movie Piranha.
Piranha 3D.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Oh,
look at them.
God.
They're just getting eaten by the piranhas while they're in the water. There's blood everywhere. This guy can't even start his boat because there's so many bodies and piranhas everywhere. All right. Well, welcome to the show. Today is Thursday. It's what the kids like to call a throwback Thursday. This guy just driving over
just
people.
Killing people as he's going.
He's worse than the piranha.
God.
Hey, not going to get me. I have a boat.
Yeah.
You're the stupid ones in the water.
I'm not going to do it, Calvin. I'm just saying it would be nice to have a boat.
Talk to my brother, Tim.
Yeah.
About how not nice it is to have a boat.
About how it's nice to have a boat, but it also costs a lot of money and you have to get it fixed.
And that's why I don't want to have a boat.
How much work, yeah.
I think that I want
to
be one
have
of those boat
friend
clubs.
With a boat.
Yeah. Well, I know. I want to have a friend who's like, I don't use my boat ticket because I don't want to go out with anybody else either.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even join a boat club. I would just rent a boat. You're not going to go enough to join a boat club.
No,
to make sense,
maybe rent a boat. That's
just
what
rent
I would do.
Rent a boat. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I just want to get in a boat and just—I don't even want to go far. I just want to get a little bit off the land.
Yeah, I would just rent a boat.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. Rent a boat. You just save me thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm not going to get one. I was just thinking about it the other day, and I brought it up to my wife. We almost got divorced over it.
Why?
Because she's just got no tolerance for dreaming
nonsense.
For dreaming.
I said to her, "I go, you know, what we could be doing today." And she goes, "What?" I go, "We could be on a boat. We should buy a boat." And she didn't shoot it down. And I was like, oh. So I looked on Craigslist boats. And then she was like, all you want to do is spend money. And I go, what? You just gave me the nod. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy a boat from Craigslist. I just wanted to look at them.
That's the other thing is I have zero confidence in you being able to find a proper boat. For a proper price.
Less confidence in myself in that. And I wouldn't do it me. I would make somebody else have the
right.
And then the reason why I think I don't have a boat is I have less confidence in me as a boat captain.
I was going to say, who's driving you?
Right.
You're not driving.
Well,
Boats are easy. Have you ever driven a boat?
I've never driven a boat. I mean, I've every once in a while I've taken the wheel.
You would be very confused because to be able to maneuver and do things, you actually have to give it gas.
Yeah.
So many people shut the gas off and just go, and you're going, go and turn. You have to have the power going to turn.
I got him behind me giving me anxiety.
Oh, I would just take over.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you're the guy in the other boat.
Oh yeah. Man. Oh, I could see you at a boat ramp, too, trying to get your boat in the water. Oh, yeah. Oh, so confused.
He can't even get on a boat.
And he'd wait until, like, 4th of July or Memorial Day weekend when everyone's taking their boat out. Just give me a minute. This is my first time.
Line's a mile long.
Yeah. You keep on jackknifing. It's not going in the water.
I drive a trailer pretty good.
Yeah?
I don't know how I do with a boat. But I can, I manipulate the trailer very well for a guy. I have a trailer, and when first time I had it back into my driveway, I was like, oh my God, I know how to do this.
Although this is all coming from a guy who, whenever he moved here and had a truck, I had to get a truck because I was towing my car, even though I had about an eighth of the truck filled because it was so big, but you have to get the bigger truck to be able to tow your car. Every place I pulled into, I had to be able to pull straight out of.
Awesome.
I was like, I am not backing up anywhere. In? Keep going.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And I told you I hit tore down a gas station.
What?
So when I moved from Miami to New York, I had all my fraternity brothers were like giving me a big send off. They helped me load up the truck, and then I went to go fill it up with gas. It was a big U-Haul truck. And when I went to pull away from the gas station, it was real emotional. They were all looking at me, and I was like, see, guys, I wave. They're all waving to me, and I pull on. They were all like, don't worry. I'll be back. And they're like, I'll see you soon. The look of horror on their faces as I ripped the whole giant overhang down from the Shell station. I was like, I miss you guys, too. And they were like, that was good because the guy came out, and he goes, why are you tired out in my gas station? I go, what are you talking about? I didn't even know I did it. And I came out, and the whole thing was tore down.
Yes. Oh,
and I looked down, and I was like, I did that? Like Urkel. Did I do that? And because I didn't hear it or anything. And I had the insurance on the U-Haul, so I left.
Yes.
And I was like, sorry, I filled out a report. Oops. I just gave my information, filled out a report, and I was like, see, I got to drive to New York.
Oopsies.
And never heard a word about it.
Yeah, definitely don't get a boat.
Listen, if you go to get a rental car, don't ever pay for that insurance.
Oh, no.
Like, I always put on my American Express, and the American Express will take it at the end if they're the last resort. So that's why I never have to worry about it. But I have destroyed rental cars before, and they have never said a word to me. I was driving through Manhattan one time in an SUV, rental SUV, and there was a car that was double parked, and I was so close to it that when I went by, I smashed my mirror off my car. My mirror hit his mirror, and both our mirrors were flying off. And my wife goes, what are we going to do? I go, what are we going to do? I keep going. I'm in New York. I keep going. And then I brought it back, and the girl said to me, it was pretty much the girl who got her she shed burnt down. Aww. She was like, okay, looks good. She went to the other side. She goes, baby, what happened? I go, I don't know. Crazy drivers in the city. And she's like, you're going to have to pay for that. And I go, yeah, I guess so. You know, whatever. Never heard a word about it. Never. So I would never get that insurance. All right, let's get this show moving this morning. It is Thursday. We'll have an open letter rewind coming up this hour. We've got some stuff to give away with Sporkle. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5. By the way, do we have to talk to Mike Love today?
We don't have to.
So Mike Love from the Beach Boys, mm-hmm. We've had him on the show before, and he's a little volatile. He's a little edgy. So I thought, they recorded this song. Stamos is on drums. It's a slow week. Perhaps there's some interest in it. He is a legend. And then I listened to the song.
This too shall pass.
He shall pass. And I just, like, the Mike Love that you think in your head is cool, Mike Love and the Beach Boys. Then what you see is this old man trying to sing, and I was like, I don't know. Let's just think about it.
You got it.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.